Same calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
52804.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Stacy Spates.
Thank you. So locate an account here. Can you verify your address, please?
1614 North Division, Davenport, Iowa. 52804.
Thank you. So locate an account here for the smartwatch and earbuds. How can I assist you today?
Okay. So is this company called Inspire or something? Because these were supposed to be free. I was supposed to pay the shipping and handling, which I did on the 6th. And right now I have two pending transactions from the same. It says Inspire Body something and Inspire for $110 and $99. And I'm not paying for these. These were supposed to be a free thing. I was only supposed to be paying shipping and handling. So why do I have $209 coming out of my account, pending, coming out of my account?
All right, Ms. I would like to let you know that it was a 14-day risk-free trial, as it does state in the terms and conditions. If you don't call within the 14 days, then they will charge you the full price of each one of those products, and they are one-time charges. Now, I would like to let you know that the smartwatch does stay charged up to 36 hours, have great quality sound, and also notifies you with incoming phone calls and text messages. And then the smartwatch is notifies your steps, your heart rate, and your oxygen levels. And the earbuds are Bluetooth compatible as well.
No, but these are not worth $100 a piece. You can buy the same shit for $20 or whatever and not have to deal with. That is not what I signed up for at all. Not at all. To pay $100 for these that you can get every day, any day, somewhere. It said it was free. I didn't see the 14-day trial bullshit. It just says pay shipping and handling. So,
all right, Mel, could you allow me one moment? I'll take a look at your account, please.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I did reach out to the billing department, and they did advise me that I can issue you a 35% refund on each one of those two charges.
A 35%.
Yes, ma'am.
So ridiculous. All right.
And I also have your cancellation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
So how much is 35%? Because I can't. Let me see. Off of the 110 and.
Let's see, the 109.97. See here. It will be for $38.48 that you're getting back for the $109.97. And then for the $99.97, let's see.
And this is the best they can do. This was so false advertisement. This was supposed to be free. And then they say, oh, well, you can get this too for just shipping and handling. This is so bullshit, man. People get ripped off every day.
No, ma'am, by you agreeing to the terms and conditions is what started the charges. But if you can hold for one moment, I can reach out to my supervisor and see what I can do for you as a courtesy, okay?
Yes, please.
All right, thank you for holding.
This is so bullshit. Where's the other fucking earbud?
All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I did, excuse me, I did reach out to my supervisor and she did advise me I can do a 50% refund, which will be a refund for the first charge for $54.98, and that's for the earbuds. Not for the earbuds, that's for the fitness watch. I do apologize.
But not the other thing?
Yes, I'm still processing the refund for the fitness watch. I have to do one at a time. It'll be one moment for the second one. Please hold. And then for the second refund, it'll be $49.97.
All right,
is there anything else I can assist you with today?
And there's no other charges that are going to be coming up, like?
That is correct, ma'am. Those were only one-time charges. The refunds be back in your account within 5 to 7 business days.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome, ma'am.
That, but I'm still really pissed off, but whatever. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's so bullshit.